Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
No matter what you think about the U.S. war in Afghanistan, its chaotic ending has surely tarnished our image. But there's something we can do to repair that damage. Get rid of our hostility toward immigrants, especially refugees. Last year, the U.S. accepted only 6,400 people fleeing persecution, down from about 85,000 4 years ago. You see, our former president didn't much like foreigners coming here for any reason, especially from Muslim countries. He also degraded the government's ability to process immigrant visas. What used to take months now takes years. And when you're trying to fly out of the Kabul airport because you're on a Taliban hit list, speed is crucial. America has long been a nation of immigrants. Nearly 15% of us were born someplace else, about the same as in 1870. The U.S. didn't really distinguish between immigrants and refugees until 1980, when we adopted international definitions. Since then, we've taken in more than 3 million escapees from war, oppression, persecution, natural disaster. That's about 10% of all our immigrants. Even Americans who don't like immigration make an exception for bona fide refugees. And the people fleeing Afghanistan are the most deserving of would-be Americans. Translators and other people who helped our troops, journalists, or aid agencies. They also include democracy advocates, heads of women's organizations, human rights activists, LGBT folks, and others who face retribution if they stay. The Biden administration is working to reduce the visa backlog. It's flying plane loads of Afghans to military bases in the Middle East for preliminary screening. About 50,000 have gotten out so far. But the International Rescue Committee says nearly 6 times more need asylum. We can do this. We took in 3 million refugees from World War II. We kept Berlin alive with an airlift 3 years later. We welcomed boatloads of Cubans fleeing the Castro regime, thousands of Vietnamese and Iraqis escaping America's wars there. Those efforts earned us the admiration of the world. America has a reputation to uphold, the one inscribed on the Statue of Liberty. Maybe we couldn't wipe out the Taliban, but we can still welcome those poor, tired, huddled masses yearning to breathe free. We can still lift that lamp beside the golden door. It's what we do. We're Americans. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.